Konnichiwa, minasan, Krim desu. Welcome to another episode of J-Rock On. First off, I want to say thank you to everyone who listened to my special Hide birthday episode. Thank you so much for your comments and interest. I was very happy to see that on Tuesday, I think it was, that I got top 10 of popular of the day. I was number 8 and I was just so thrilled. I was so happy. I'm in a very melancholic mood at the moment, so I figured I'd do a podcast to try to cheer my spirits. And I have some special J-Rock news for you. J-House Rock is hosting a contest where you get to dress up as your favorite Visual K or J-Music idol, and the prize is an all-expense-paid trip to Japan, and you even get to meet your J-Rock idol. It's amazing. I wish I could enter. You need to have a costume, of course, and you either need to sing, dance, or play an instrument. It's based on both the costume and talent, and unfortunately for me, I can't do either. So if anyone is out there who has some really good talent and good cosplaying skills, you should really enter. I mean, this is like a once in a lifetime chance, you know? It's amazing. I can't believe that they're doing this. I'm really jealous too, because I can't do any one of those. You have to sing a song by the artist that you're dressed up as, and without the music in the background, you're just like singing like raw out there. Or you can choose to dance to music, which you have to provide for J-House Rock. And the last one is to play an instrument. You can't play the drums though. I don't know, it says that drums aren't allowed. But yeah, so whoever wins gets to go to Japan and meet their favorite artist. Oh my god, just thinking about it makes me so happy, even though like I can't enter. But for those who can enter, they have sign-ups at anime conventions. They have the list of the cons where you can do that on jhouserock.com. And I think you can sign up too on jhouserock.com. So enter, okay? And if you win, please tell me, and you're going to have to tell me all about it. Oh my goodness, it's amazing. Oh, I wish I could enter so bad. I want to meet Mia V. I dress up like Doodle Quartz Mia V and be like, Mia V, you're going to have to dress up like this again. Hear me? Oh my god, me and Mia V together. Ah, it'd be so much fun. Ah, I'm getting excited for no reason. Ah, I'm sorry, fangirl moment. Ah. Anyway, so I guess I'll play some Visual K-oriented songs. I'll start off with Mana's produced band called Schwarzstein. Schwarzstein is German for Blackstone, and they've disbanded, which is really sad because I love their music. Their music is kind of like techno or industrial, gothic rock kind of thing. Kaya does the vocals. He was previously known as Hime, and Hora does the composing and the music. It's only the two of them, and they have a great Visual K style. Kaya doesn't really dress very elegant gothic Lolita-ish. He does dress in drag, but his style is very different from Mana's. But he does like stuff his chest, so it looks like he has boobs. It's really cool though, and he wears like slits in his skirts. He's such a little whore, but he has a really nice and deep voice. I love his voice. And Hora's got kind of like a cyber gothic kind of thing going on, and I love the makeup, especially like on his eyes. Oh, it's beautiful. Schwarzstein used to go under the name Rudolf Steiner, but they changed it. The way they picked the name Rudolf Steiner was by looking up a German phone book and just randomly picked it. That's one way to pick the name for your band. Enough with my babbling and onto the music. I will play one of my favorite Schwarzstein songs, Queen of Decadence. Enjoy.
汚れた草。
That was Queen of Decadence by Schwarzstein. Our next artist is Kagura, and their Visual K appearance is quite different. They wear traditional Japanese kimonos, which look so elegant on them. They look like little China dolls. Well, Japanese dolls. but along with their kimonos, they also add in the typical Visual K accessories that we all love, such as collars, leather, fishnet, buckles, all that wonderful stuff. Kagura is friends with Duda Quartz back in the day because they're in the same record company, and they even did a photo shoot for a calendar together. And speaking of which, PS Company is holding the Peace and Smile Carnival Tour, and the artists featured are Miyavi, Kagura, Kra, Aris 9, and Gazetto. Oh, I'm so jealous of Esther from J-Rock Revolution because she is going, well, she probably already went to the concert, which was in Osaka near her. So go to her podcast later if she updated. She's going to give a live report. Oh, I'm so jealous. I wish I could see it. So yeah. I shall now play Yami ni Chirikeri by Kagura. Enjoy! And that was Kagura's Yame ni Chirikeri. That's a fun name to say. Yame ni Chirikeri. I'll stop now. Our next band is Psycho Rushem. Some people pronounce it Psycho Le Semu because of the way that it is written in English, but the katakana says Psycho Rushem, so I don't know. Anyway, I don't know if you would consider them a visual K band per se. I would call them a cosplay band because most of their costumes are very anime-ish. Most of it, Daishi's especially, looks like it's inspired by Dragon Ball Z. And I know that Aya likes Dragon Ball Z. It's one of his favorite mangas. But anyway, what's cool about them too is that they do para-para. Yura-sama and Aya do the para-para dancing in the songs. They're such a cute band though. Whenever I think of them, I think of like bright colors. But unfortunately, due to Daishi's drug bust over in May, I think it was, Psycho Rushemu hasn't released anything since Love is Dead and Boys Be Ambitious. But Yura-sama and Lida have formed Dako, and Aya and Seek have returned to Isabel, but they haven't broken up Psycho Rushem yet. They're just working on their own projects for now, and they have their own company now called Synectics, because their old record company, Sweetheart, refuses to do business with them now because of the severity of Daishi's crime and all. At least in Japan, drugs are a very bad thing in Japan. Like, they treat that as a really big deal. But anyway, I'm going to play now Love is Dead by Psycho Rushem. But here, if you listen to the beginning of Stab Me in the Back by X Japan, you will notice a certain similarity to the beginning of Love is Dead. Here, listen and compare. And here is the beginning of Love is Dead. I know that Yura-sama liked X Japan, so that may be why these two songs sound similar. So yeah, I thought I'd share. But anyway, here is the rest of the song, Love is Dead by Psycho Rushem. Enjoy!
Let's go.
Because Psycho Dushem's two singles were called Boys Be Ambitious and Love Is Dead, some Mia V fans were wondering if they were trying to like parody off Mia V or not. Actually, that whole topic made me want to try out Mia V, so I downloaded the Pop Is Dead PV and I fell in love with it, and I fell in love with Mia V. And that is how I am addicted today.
I love you, Mia V.
I love you.
Oh, really? Say it again so everybody else can hear.
I love you.
Aw, really?
Yeah! Kiss me.
Excuse me, what was that?
Kiss me.
Are you sure, Meev? I don't want another restraining order.
Come on!
Alright, if you say so.
Mwah! Woohoo!
Okay, Mia V, move back into my closet and I'll play with you again later. The things I do to you, others are not allowed to hear. Okay, say bye-bye now.
Mia V,
bye-bye. Mia V, don't go near that piano. What did I just say? Yeah, you better run. J-Rockers are so hard to tame. I'm sorry about that fangirl moment. Anyway, our next artist is Velvet Eden. I don't know too much about them. All I know is that Hora used to be in that band, and then he left, went to Schwarzstein, and then went solo now. I do know that originally it was Dara, the vocalist, and Calm, he did the keyboards, and then Calm left, and then Dada had to recruit new members. That's where Hora came in, and a bunch of others, and then the member lineup kept changing too, and then one day during a live, Dada simply didn't show up. The other members of the band had to take turns doing the vocals. They eventually split, I believe. That actually reminds me of what Axl Rose did with Guns N' Roses. He didn't show up for a live either, and they broke up too. I don't know if Dada had an ego like Axl Rose did, so I don't know. But their look is very gothic. I don't know why, but Dada's style reminds me of Nightmare Before Christmas. I don't know. Their sound is like a mixture of electronic, dark goth, and rock. I don't know how to explain it. But Dada has one of those deep voices that I just love. You decide on your own and see what you think. So here is Sad Mask by Velvet Eden.
Thank you.
I guess that concludes today's episode of J-Rock On. I'm sorry about my previous spasms. I'm sorry. So I'll talk to you guys again soon. And please comment, okay? Thank you. Tune in again for my Christmas episode. Maybe I'll see if I can do it before Christmas. This has been Krim with J-Rock on Janet.